blueprint, Jewish perspectives on modern genetics. We're having a special sign-up sheet for guys in YT who wouldn't be there in the morning but are able to go to the afternoon session and the final session with Schefter. The sign-up sheet here basically sign up and pick which of these six breakout sessions you would like to, which of them you'd like to go to, and give us your email address as well and name. Topics are behavioral genetics, DNA show-up project, family and dysautonomia, innocence project, DNA and forensics, law and genetics, public policy, and the rabbinic question and answer session, which is also for Schefter. So if anyone would like to attend, it'd be very interesting, especially to hear Schefter's opinions about his perspectives and the halakhic nature of modern genetics and halakha. Please sign up. It starts at 2 o'clock and goes till 5, so show up around 2 a little bit before and first, and we'll direct you where to go for your session. And the last session with Schefter will be in first 501 at the top of the building over there. So we'll pass this around. If you have questions, please ask me or Josh J. And make sure this gets back to Josh J. and here. Thank you very much.
Sure. Okay, let's say we're starting with this packet from the white box. We'll divide, we'll go till 2, and then from 2 to 2:30 we'll have the other Chumash here. Okay. There's a famous piece from the Brisker Rav, Parshas Bereishis. The Torah says, Bereishis bar Elokim es ha-shamayim ves ha-aretz. And Rashi says on the first page that Bereishis Bishvil HaTorah Shenikru Reishis Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis, that the world was created for Klal Yisrael. Reishis, Klal Yisrael is called Reishis Tuvoso, Hashem's, the beginning of Hashem's produce. So Bereishis Bar Elokim means for Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And that means that everything that Hashem created in the world was to facilitate Klal Yisrael servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got a Gemara on Avodah Zarah? Now, there is an interesting Gemara, Agarata, the Maseches of Avodah Zarah, on the Beis of the Beis, the next page here in the packet. And I Xeroxed Beis of the Beis, but I didn't Xerox Beis of an Aleph. I really should have also Xeroxed Beis of an Aleph. So let me read you what it says on Beis of an Aleph. On Beis of an Aleph it says, Dorish of Chanina bar Papa Vitamer of Simloi, Losid Lovo, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah, or Menichu Becheiko, that Losid Lovo, at the end of times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be holding a Sefer Torah, and he's going to say, Omer, Lemisha Osak Bo Yovo Vyitol Schoro, that whoever was Osak in Torah, he should come and reap. Hashem is giving out awards for being Osek in Torah. So he's holding, Hashem is holding the Sefer Torah, and he's giving out awards for those who were Osek. Miyad miskabtzim uboim ovde kochovim birbuvia. So all the goyim started to come. So now you can look back in the sheet here. And what do they say? Look at the bracket. Afar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu may yasakta mormali mufan ribo shalom harbe shvokim takninu. We say we paved many roads, many streets. Harbe merchatzos hasinu. We made many bathhouses. Harbe kesev v'zor v'yibinu. And we amassed a lot of fortune. V'kulom lo asinu ela b'shvil Yisrael and everything we did is to help Klal Yisrael be osik b'torah. So Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoytim sheba'olam. So Hashem says back to them, you fools, kol ma she'asisim l'tzarech atzmechem asisim. He says, you didn't do it for Klal Yisrael to osik b'torah, you did it for your own good. Tikatim shvachim, you paved the roads, You made the plazas loshiv vehem zonos, that the zonos could congregate there. Merchatzos, you made bathhouses la'adein behem atzmechem, to make yourself look good. Kesev zov lihu, shenemar liyah kesev liyah zov dum Hashem tzvokos. So then Hashem dismisses them. So the Brisker Rav raises two questions here. He says, so what is Hashem saying to them? He's basically saying, you're liars. Right? You say you anything you did, all the skyscrapers you made, everything you created, Bisfil Yisrael Sheitzasku B'Torah, he says, you're a liar. You did it for yourself. So the Brisker Rav asks, so why did he call them Shotim? He should have called them Shakranim. Why does he call them Shotim? That's number one. And number two is that if Tanka, they were really lying, you know, you don't lie to the Ribbono Shel Olam Yom Hadin. Who do you think you're going to, what do you think you're going to get away with? You know, a person lies, Chas V'Shalom, but what do they think? They're going to lie to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Oh. So look at this is the first piece of the Brisker Rav Al HaTorah. This is the original Sefer, the Brisker Rav. You know, the two Brisker Ravs Al HaTorah, the Sefer he wrote, this I got in Eretz Yisrael years ago. You know, you can't get this in stores. You got to go to the house, I think, on Strauss or something. You can't get this. This is a very chashuva Sefer. The stencil of the Brisker Rav, that comes with the Beis HaLevi, that's a different thing. But this is the original Brisker Rav Al HaTorah. A very chash of a sefer, and the first piece in the sefer is on this gemara in Avodah Zarah. First piece in the sefer. So he says, "L'chori yipole, eichi molam libam lo marken lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." How do they think they're going to say this in front of God? Shakol goloi lefanav. Eichi izul lolam lefanav sheker goloi kazeh. How could they? How are they going to say a sheker? Shakol Masha Yasu Mishvakim Rakotzos Kisharim Umachamas Kadomel also Albiyot Yisrael Kadeshi Sasku Batara. Hareze Yel Leosid Lova Bishosh Shagam Kolumas Olam Kvar Yodov Yedos Borim. This is going to be in the end of times where we're holding in the time Yakir Vedu called, you know, called by Olam that Hashem is Hashem Hu Elokim. So who do they think they're fooling? Leah. As welcome to Shaker Klal, the Shaker Klal. Veich yale azal daitem liton Shaker lefano. Vlood el shiemru chulam losino hainu v'malay mashum. Adma loma Shaker kazeh. How could it be? And then he asked the other question of why they called Shotim. They should be called Shakranim. So the Brisker Rav has the Yisod. And the Yisod is based on the Rambam. There's a Rambam that he quotes. V'nira habir b'divrei Gemara, b'emes ein b'divrei sheker klal. He says, you know what? Everything the Goyim said was the truth. Everything the Goyim said was the truth. Meaning, just like Rashi said in Chumash, Bereishis bara Elokim, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world is Bishvil Reishis, is Bishvil Klal Yisrael. And mean, what does that mean? That to facilitate Klal Yisrael's ability in servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, every man-made creation, man-made invention, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only lets it exist in the world because it also will facilitate Klal Yisrael's. So all the bridges and all the trains is so people can get to shiurim, can get to shuls, can get to all all for that. And he quotes the Rambam. He says, take a look on page 6. The third line. Kvar herich Rambam hakdamos l'perish mishnayis. The Rambam in the Sakdoma to Perish Mishnayis. Because of Sheevne Odom Armon, It's impossible, says the Rambam, an unbelievable thing. Somebody builds a palace. A king builds a palace. A huge building. Why is he building it? Because he needs a palace. He's the king. So the Rambam says, you have a wrong perception of that. He says, you know what? The whole palace could be built because one day, the palace is standing up for 80 years. It could be one day, in those 80 years, there's going to be a holy Jew that's going to pass by, and his mom is schwitzing, and he's going to benefit from the shade of that palace. That's why Hashem let it exist for the whole time, for that one thing. Meaning, even though the people who built it didn't have that in mind, they had in mind their own personal things, but the reason why Hashem let it be built is to facilitate the Oved Hashem to give him some benefit. Unbelievable. This is an unbelievable way of looking at the whole world. That's why the Pasuk says in Tehillim, if Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav amlu bonav bo. If Hashem, in other words, you build a house, if Hashem is not maskim that it should be built, it's not going to be built. So you have to have special siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to maintain its existence. So he says like this. So says the Brisker Rav. So what the Goyim said was true. And he Alderach Zes, look. Alderach Zes, Kol Masha Umas Olam Osim, Bishvakim Ukshar Mechatzos Vadoma, Hishlam Tachlis Lamal Mishil Zel Mishvila Torah. Hil Hashum Dover Ba'olam Mashalonas and Lazat Tachlis. And even though we don't understand, but Lossid Lavo, it's going to be clear how everything is for that tachlis. That's why Briskerov says he doesn't call them shakranim, because it's true. Everything they said is true. But you know what Hashem says? You're not going to get reward. Because that wasn't your kavana. That wasn't your kavana. Your kavana was lo shivlem zonos for your own. But the reason why Hashem gave it the stamp of approval and let it happen was because Hashem says this could be used b'shvil Yisrael she'isasku b'Torah. So he doesn't call them. He says, "Shotim, you fools! Because you're fools to think I'm going to give you reward for this." Because that wasn't your intent. So I'm not going to give you a reward for this. But they weren't shakranim. So this is the first piece in Chumash from the Brisker Rav. Now, the Sefer Rinas Yitzchak by Rav Avram Yitzchak Sorotskin, formerly of Tells, has a kasha on this Brisker Rav. From a Sifrei on page 7. Says the Sifrei the following. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, minayin lema'abed sela, mitoch yodo. Umatza oni, the halach v'nis parnes ba malel of akosuv ki ilu zocha talmud loma la ger li yosem la almano yiye. He says, if somebody's walking in the street and he drops a coin, he drops a $10 bill, and he goes on his merry way, and then a day later there's a $10 bill in the middle of the street, no one knows who it is, so you can pick it up, and an oni comes and picks it up, and he's able to buy himself dinner. So the fellow who lost the bill, even though he didn't have kavana to give tzedakah, he gets a merit. He's merited with zocha. He's merited with being mefarnes, even though he had no kavana whatsoever. Even though he had no kavana whatsoever. So Rav Sorotskin asked the kasha, let's put on the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav saying they're not going to get reward. Why? Because what? They didn't have kavana, even though that really was the taka. All the bridges were used for Bishvil Shishal Shishaskuba Torah, but that wasn't their kavana. But you see from this Sifrei that even if you don't have kavana, the bottom line is that they get benefit. I remember when the first time was, I knew this Brisker Rav years before I ever saw the kasha, so I was very into the kasha. Where's the kasha? Kasha is on page. Next page. Page 8. So he quotes this Brisker Rav, and then he quotes the Sifrei. So he says like this. He thinks the answer is like this. I think it's a good answer. He says, Inachnam, if you do something and somebody reaps benefit from it, even though you didn't have intent to be mahana the person, nonetheless, you get reward. But the case of the Gemara here was something different. Here Hashem held the Sefer Torah in his hand. And he was giving out, the graduation. They gave out different rewards, excellence of this. So here Hashem was giving excellence of Torah. So they claim they should get a reward for excellence of Torah because they facilitated Torah. So you know what that means. They deserve to get a reward that they help, but they're not going to get a Torah reward because that wasn't their kavod. In other words, they might get some type of schus that they facilitated, but since Hashem is giving them a reward specifically from Torah, since they didn't have kavod, and that's what I believe he says here. Take a look. I am chavtiyah. But you want to get schar that you help Torah, so that's only if you're mechavi. Well, I'm near the Yisroel the Bebes. You have schar of Shalom is kav lekach. Because Baruch Hashem it maybe say Torah Nisha osak ba yom uvitol schar. But I know schar. Well, let me say it even better. Maybe you know Chanan will get reward for chazakas haTorah because lemaisa they were maxing Torah even though there wasn't a kavod. But Hashem is giving out the excellence in Torah study. So that they're not going to get because the Maisa they didn't have. In other words, because even though somebody's Maxi Torah maybe gets the Hashivas he learned, but that's only if you're Machabe to be Maxi the Torah. So to get that status that your Hasokas HaTorah is Ilu Yolom HaTorah, that's only if you look at it. And was Kasha Lobin Torah for Osipo, Lunichi Nakshon Kinu Loban, Minishi Chamu Tzor Kisok Shitzask of HaTorah. But maybe in a Hanami they'll get reward that there was Maxik Torah, but they won't have the Hashivas that their Hasokas Torah will be Ilu Yolom HaTorah. But see how Kosh Baruch was giving reward for that. Okay. So this begins the discussion of both sides of, and I wrote this up for the Sefer in Bamidbar about how Maisa Bachshava Maisa Bachshava into play. In other words, usually when a person does a good act and he has kavana for it, that's the greatest thing. If he does a bad act and he has kavana for it, that's the worst thing. Right?
So here, we have a situation where he did a good act, but he didn't have kavana for it. So we say that's me. Let me show you an interesting Gemara.
Nozir, who should, based on a pasuk in Chumash and Matos, which is the flip side of this this idea, and that is the following: the pasuk says in Matos. Shaki to the nether, also Isar of Shama via the Duh. Hashem Yislachla. Hashem Yislachla. God will forgive her. So, what's the case? So the case of the Gemara speaking, even though the scenario of the Gemara is a different person, is a woman took a nether. She took a nether that she's not going to eat this ice cream. That the ice cream in the fridge, in the freezer, is awesome. He took such a net. Want to lose weight? Ice cream in the freezer is awesome. Yeah. So one day, she decides that she can't take it anymore. She's going to violate the nether. So without anyone looking, she goes to the freezer, she takes a scoop of ice cream and she eats it. So, Zora, she violated a nether.
No.
But she didn't know that in the interim, her husband annulled the vow. There's a halacha that the husband would be made for the Dveishna. So, he annulled the vow. So, when she was doing it, she thought she was doing a nice aveira. In the end, she didn't do anything wrong because it was wiped out before she went to the freedom. So what's the status of such a thing? In other words, if a person does something with intent to sin, and he does an action with intent to sin, but at the end of the day, he didn't sin because it was wiped out. So says the Gemara, that's this pasuk, Hashem Yislach Lach. That means she needs forgiveness from God. In other words, she needs atonement. It's not shot that see, one could have said, bottom line is you didn't do anything wrong, right? At the end of the day. But should she have what? Intent to sin? Even though at the end of the day she didn't. Well, success, Hashem. Let's see that inside the Gemara. Take a look. Page 11. Tana Rabbanan, Isha Feirim Hashem Yisrochla, Isha Shehefer Labala. The husband annulled the neder, Vihi Lo Yoda, and she didn't know. Hakosumadaber shehit srichak slichak kaparu slicha. She needs to be forgiven. Ukshaya magia Rabbi Akiva eitzel pasuk ze. Whenever Rabbi Akiva would get to this pasuk, hayabocha, he would cry, and he would say, "Ma mishen iskaven lalos biyodu besar chazir." He say, "Madoch somebody who tried to sin." And he ended up not sinning because he ended up getting kosher meat. He tried to eat treif meat and he ended up in kosher meat. To onkaparos licha. Hamiskavin lalos biyodo besar chazir, v'olo biyodo besar chazir, alachas kama v'chama. So certainly somebody who's trying to sin and actually does sin certainly will be punished. So what do you see from here? That you need slicha even for the intent to sin. Now, a couple of questions. Question number one is, doesn't the Gemara say in Kiddushin, I don't know if Isaiah said, but the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Lamatessa of the Beis, that Machshava Tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for Lamaisa, but Machshava Roa Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for Lamaisa. That when a person has a bad Machshava, but Lamaisa, he didn't do anything wrong, so Hashem doesn't make him responsible. If a bad Machshava never came to fruition to a bad action, except maybe by Avodah Zarah, you're not Machshava Roa Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisa. So why, what's this whole pshat of Hashem Yislach Lo? And why Dafka Rabbi Akiva? Why was he the one crying? Why was Rabbi Akiva the one crying? Well, what about everyone else when they got to this pasuk? Dafka Rabbi, something special that when Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk, he was crying. So the first kasha, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for Lamaisa, so there are two possible terutzim. On page 14, the Sefer Tiferes Elimelech says, he quotes this Gemara, it's also Gemara Kedushin, this Gemara Nazir. He knows about Tzvi Elimelech Waxman, Tiferes Elimelech. He says, even though he quotes the second paragraph, that Machshava Ra Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for Lamaisa, all that means is Hashem doesn't view a bad thought as a maisa. But that doesn't mean that a bad thought is not a nothing. It's not as bad as a bad maisa, but it still has some negligibility and still needs a certain measure of kapara. That's one answer. I saw in the Sefer Bechia, and he points out that the Brisker Rav said the same answer, a different answer. On page 20, he says, basically, his yisod is like this. Because if a person has a bad thought, that Gemara Kedushin that says if you have a bad thought, you're not responsible, it means if you have a bad thought, and that's it. But here, there was a bad thought, and you acted upon it. It was together with a maisa. Even though it comes out that the maisa was not a maisa aveira, but since you acted upon your bad thought, that needs a kapara. And the Gemara in Kedusha, the Lamatess on the base, that says Machshava, even if you want to learn that Machshava Ra'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for Lamaisa means you don't need Slich at all, that's if you just had a thought to sin and you ended up not doing anything. So that we say Machshava Ra'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for Lamaisa. But if it's a bad thought that you acted upon, here the woman had a bad thought, she wanted to violate her neder, and then she acted upon it, even though Lamaisa she didn't sin because it was already annulled, but since she did a Maisa, she acted upon her thought, then she needs a certain measure of Slicha and Kapara.
Could we bring a Raya from the Achetz? Because one of the Achetz is that we say the Achetz of the 21 Anaveros that we like fantasize that.
Which one? Which one are you referring to?
I don't remember exactly which one, but I know in
our
school it says the whole parish
in
our school
it
has.
Yeah.
It has. It talks about that.
One of
them
is.
That
Averis
that we wish we could do.
We wish we could do. So you're saying, therefore, that's a raya that we. To what? That you need.
Yeah,
that would be a raya to the first shot. I guess there could be probably more interpretations to what that Al-Khayn meant anyway. But, yeah, if you have to see which one is it? Yeah, right here. Nir Alev. That work? Good. Right. You mean the Shalav Orozara or Shalav Arias or things like that? Okay, but it's a good point. I like what you're saying. Oh. So now, let me show you another point. There's a famous Or Chaim HaKadosh. In Parshas Vayichi. Page 13. When Yosef gets back with his brothers, so the brothers ask, you know, Slicha from Yosef. So he says, don't worry, don't worry. Page 13. Atem chashavtem alai ra'ah. Elokim chashava l'tova l'man aso kayom hazeh l'achayos amrov. You shouldn't worry, because even though you had bad thoughts, but in the end of the day, it turned out good that I was in Mitzrayim, because I was the viceroy, I was able to give everyone food, so it was good. So says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, take a look. Tem chashavtem elokim chashava l'tova. It's like if somebody wanted they had two cups of wine. One had poison in it and one didn't. And you meant to give the one that had poison to your friend, but you ended up by mistake giving him the one that doesn't have poison. So in the end of the day, so the Or Chaim HaKadosh says that
if in the end of the day you didn't harm him, even though you had intent to take the cup with the poison to give your friend, but by mistake you took the other one, it's okay. So the shaila that is raised is how does this Or Chaim stim with the Gemara of Hashem Yislachma? Because Hashem Yislachma says that if you had bad kavanas to hurt somebody, and you did an action, even though in the end of the day you didn't, you're chayav b'dinei shamayim, you need slicha v'kapara. And here the Or Chaim HaKadosh is saying that they wanted to hurt Yosef, they wanted to sell him, but at the end of the day it turned out that the sale was good for him. I don't think we're going to have time to. You know, I think we'll finish whatever we finish in the next 10 minutes, but maybe on Sunday we'll continue with this and see how much this goes. If there's more time, we'll continue with the Birkas Kohanim. Now we'll leave the Birkas Kohanim to the week after. But I'd like to finish this whole thing this way, you'll get it. This is big Yisodus this is about life, you know, Kavana, Maisa, you know. Life is all about that. Intent, action and intent. So you hear the kasha on the Or Chaim HaKadosh. So there are several terutzim to this kasha on the Or Chaim HaKadosh. So the Kli Chemda, who's the Kli Chemda? Rav Meir Don Plotsky. Ooh, wow. That's a classic sefer of Chumash, like a pilpul sefer of Chumash. So on page 15 on the bottom, he says, "Tamia al mashakosu barachaim hakadosh ashvatim lo yutzrichim kapara al mechiras Yosef b'shem delokim chashav latova."
Right, Sefer HaChaim HaKadosh, Otev HaChashav L'Tova, because of the Haloshim, Reis Adobelim, Skavim L'Hashos HaVeir, Kos Mavis, Yishkeh Kos Yayim, Shem Skavim Klum, Veib Turim, Zakar Midayim L'Shemayim. He says, Hinei Dvar V'Kadoshim Temu Ma'od. Because doesn't it say in Nazir, that if you had Kavana to do something wrong, even though in the end it didn't turn out bad, you still need Hashem Yislachla, means you still need Slicha from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oh. So, says the Kli Chemda, he quotes a Gemara in Menachos, on page 12. This I didn't say over Yontif, this Gemara. There's a fascinating Gemara in Menachos and Samach Dal and Amar Aleph. Listen to this Gemara. Didma Shama Shatova Tinoch Biyam. Where it's, there's a little baby that's drowning in the sea. And this guy is going fishing on Shabbos. So he pulls out his net with kavana to get fish. In the end, he pulls up the baby. So is he a Machal Shabbos or not? On one hand, he could say he had Kavana to be Machal Shabbos. In the end, he did an act that was permissible because he saved a life through his action. So on one hand, we could say what? That he's okay. On the other hand, you could say what? That his kavana was, he wasn't, if his kavana was solely to save the baby, fine. But his kavana, he was not to save the baby. His kavana was no fishing. It happened to be that he saved the baby. So this is machlokes between Rabba and Rava, but he followed Machshava, but he followed Maisa. So the Kli Chemda says, that this machlokes is only about min odom lamokom. Whereas the question is he considered a machal Shabbos or not? The aveira of machal Shabbos is an aveira min odom lamokom. Okay? So he says like this. When it comes to something between you and God, so then the question is, do we follow your machshava or do we follow your ma'asi? But when we're dealing with somebody who's trying to what? Wrong another person. So then, at the end of the day, if he ended up... If he ended up helping him or not wronging him, then he doesn't even need kapara. In other words, the din of Hashem Yislach La is about Ben Adam L'Mokom. She was violating the Neder. So in the end of the day, she didn't end up violating the Neder, but she still wanted to sin. She still wanted to rebel against God. So Hashem says, you still need kapara because you wanted to rebel against him. When it comes to Ben Adam L'Havero, if you wanted to wrong somebody, and in the end of the day, what? In the end of the day, you didn't wrong him. If I cared, you even helped him out. So then, you don't even need kapar. So here, the brothers wanted to wrong Yosef, but at the end of the day, a good thing turned out. So then, they don't even speak in the bar. That's what the Archaim HaKadosh, that's the three Kemda's parents to the oil of Kasha from the Archaim HaKadosh. And we're going to see further to how this fits in with our Yisod from Archaim Shmulevitz, that Bein Adam Lomoko, Bein Adam La Chaveiro is totally in the Torah. Okay, let's stop with this now. We'll finish this up on Sunday. Depends how long, and then we'll have the regular finish.
Savage.